even that. Just a gambling show that comes out of Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Woo!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian Station's Beard of Wonder. Why?
Hey, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
John Rahm shot 4 over today.
Yeah, we had such a good day yesterday.
Still, fucking Holmes tourney to win, dude.
He's still in it. Tell you what, somebody's making a run right now, and his name's JT.
Oh.
He's kind of grinding, no? Was he 2 under?
He's 4 under for the day,
Ooh.
4 under on the tourney. Might take a look at him, plus 1,400 right now, but the guy, fucking Kirk Kitayama, is dominating right now. And the kid that you heard as we literally went live and said, who the fuck did I bet on today? Mitt Emmett.
Hey, what's up, Tony? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fucking fantastic, Tony. We got the NBA to bet on tonight. I'm pumped.
How's media treating you this week?
Media's been fucking kicking, dude. The combine, always great stories.
Are you even...
You should be there every fucking night, man.
Bruce is doing media. Bruce is out and about doing media. Are you even doing media?
I'm going to watch the quarterbacks throw tomorrow.
Okay, well, there's...
What are you doing tonight?
It's a fucking 4-day fucking combine.
What are you doing tonight?
24-7
media. Are you media or are you not?
Are you media mid or are you part-time media mid?
I mean, I didn't give myself that name.
Sounds like he's... Yes, you did.
No, you did.
Yes, you did.
You literally said, I am the media.
I am media.
I said that we were a part of the fucking media, and we're talking sports gambling here.
The media.
Even Steven last night, the Huskies did not cover, lad.
No.
UC Santa Barbara did. North Texas did. Wright State got absolutely fucking trounced.
Yeah, I got it.
NC Central, they won by 7. The line was 7.5. That was a tough one. Lehigh got outscored 41-18 in the first half, and it ended as a 5-point game. I wish that would have went different. You know, it could have been worse. NBA wasn't good. NHL was okay. Bruce, you had a nice Houston game, right?
Ridiculous sweat. It was one of those where Wichita State and Houston are like tied at halftime, hanging with them until
line was 16.5.
Maybe 6 minutes left in the second half, and then Houston just three pointer. All of a sudden, we're flirting with the number. Wichita State lost by 17. They fall on the plus 16.5. They fall to 10-1-1 at the spread.
I hate being this guy, Tone, but...
you're right side us?
No.
You could.
We are at the point of the season in college basketball.
Yeah.
When that line goes, you take the other side. Pacific went to plus 4.5 last night, opened at 1.5. They won outright by 13. It's happened 3 or 4 times this week.
It is that weird end of regular season where it happens with every sport. Are these teams playing? Do they care? Are they just waiting for the conference tourneys? Are they just waiting for the tourney? Maybe just bet on conference tournaments that are happening right now. But, I mean, you'll have that, lad. You will absolutely have that. Combine's going on. We had a bunch of guys perform well there. As far as betting goes, though, I don't think nothing has really changed betting-wise, except for, like, no one, I mean, it'll play into when we get the actual betting numbers, like guys over-under numbers, those aren't out yet. But, I mean, those guys, pay attention to the guys that did well here. Dude out of Pitt, A squared out of Northwestern, Nolan Smith had a good night, Jack Campbell had a decent night, Will Anderson ran a 4.6, which is the same as Khalil Mack. They have the exact same measurements. He'll be fine. So you can pay attention to that stuff now, but nothing gambling wise now is coming out from combine until maybe the quarterbacks throw, maybe. But yeah, so we got college basketball. We do have an NBA slate.
Yeah, not the easiest one to pick, right?
A lot of games.
There's a couple of nice.
Mavs showed up last night. Clippers.
Mavs showed up. I'd like to apologize. I'm done with the Clippers.
Clippers did not.
Yeah, the Warriors are the best fucking team at home ever. It's awesome. They suck on the road.
It's trade day.
Get out of here.
It's March 3rd, trade day.
Okay.
So FanDuel has available most three-pointers scored.
And there's a boost.
It's a specials market, and you can get a 30% profit boost on that market. I'm going Damian Lillard plus 550. Klay Thompson does kind of
most threes tonight.
Most threes tonight, yeah, plus 550. So with the 30% profit boost, get that up to like plus 720, $50 max. Nice little sprinkle.
There is a boost tonight. D. Lil, Klay, and Michael Porter Jr. to each make three plus threes. That's plus 130.
It's trade day, baby.
Footy, you got footy tomorrow, lad?
Yeah, not much Sunday though. There's not much out there Sunday.
Kind of talked to Arnie Palmer a little bit going on right now. Like Bruce has got a outright on Rami that he was feeling real good about last night.
Yeah. Yeah. He, you know, was just missing with his driver and the course punched him today. He had one brutal kick into the water and then he kind of like tried to cut the edge off on the, you know, kind of roundabout par five where Bryson did the fucking thing. Hit that one in the water too. Double bogeyed that hole. So yeah, trouble at the disco today for John Rahm backers, but still in the hunt.
Kurt Kitayama has a 3-shot lead. He is not the favorite to win this tournament, though.
No, nor should he be. He kind of got a little lucky, kind of sneaking through the weather. I think
Shoffley hasn't won anything in a minute, has he?
No, he has not. He's probably the guy right now.
He's the favorite.
Yeah, what is he?
Plus 600.
Ooh,
he's 3 shots back. He's tied with Gumpy's guy, Corey Connors. Cam Young is six under.
Homa played all right today.
Cam Young's 6 under, and he's still got 9 holes to play today.
Yeah, what's he at right now?
Cam Young is at plus 900.
Wow. Yeah, I think that those two are probably the live attractions.
Jordo's the 5 under. He's got 7 holes left to play today.
Yeah, but it's 22-mile-per-hour winds right now, so it's kind of a double-edged sword with the
being
in the barn versus having holes.
I don't know why he laughed. Did you just love the in the barn line?
Anytime somebody says anything about barn, or it kind of just pops me. Hey, in the barn, you gets me pretty good.
Picks Friday, let's get to it, huh? Picks Friday. Not like a college football NFL Picks Friday, but you know, it's still Picks Friday.
I barely have any picks Friday.
A couple Picks Friday.
I'll start college basketball. I am going fucking pretty good Indiana State team. They got money line. I'm going money line versus Belmont. That's a conference tournament game. Dayton. I'm going Dayton money line against St. Louis tonight. I'm going to lay 7.5 with Sam Houston State against Abilene Christian.
Yes.
Moorhead State's laying 3.5. I believe they were in the tournament last year against Southeast Missouri. And last but not least, I got New Mexico money line versus Colorado State. How about you, lad?
Yeah. That game already tipped. I'm with you though on Indiana State money line.
Did already tip. Where are we at?
They're up 6-3 early.
8-8.
Book it.
I like Denver getting 1.5 versus North Dakota.
Okay.
I'm going against you. I'm taking St. Louis getting 1.5 versus Dayton.
Fuck.
Southern Illinois money line versus Missouri State. UMKC plus 1.5 versus Omaha. Tennessee Martin, moneyline versus Tennessee Tech in the Battle of the Tennessees. And I'll ride with you, New Mexico moneyline versus Colorado State.
Fuck yes! Anything for you tonight, Bruce?
I, too, am on St. Louis at home.
Wow.
No.
Is that it? Is that your lone play?
Yeah, it's my only.
A-10, just sticking to the A-10?
Yeah. Otter,
any college basketball for you?
Oh, no.
I respect Mitt just throwing in the towel on college ball.
I'll be back like actual tournament time. Like, I can't do these conference tournaments and all that shit. I can't do it.
Give me a week.
Conference tournaments are the money.
You have to get your feet wet in the conference.
Yeah, it's when the public gets all fat and cocky.
They do.
Where we're at right now, this is all shaping up towards Iowa winning the Big Ten again.
What I think I'm going to end up doing
the first round of the tournament.
Yeah, every time, dude, they get hot at the end of the season. They win the conference tourney, and then
they play in a huge arena where the backdrop is not something that is appealing to the eye, and they can't shoot threes, and they'll get beat.
Me and Ty were at that game last year. Fucking,
I love that
front row is electric.
NBA tonight, I am gonna roll Knicks money line at the Heat.
They're fucking hot.
I know they're hot, and I've gone down this road in Miami before, and the Heat have fucking the Miami flu has bit me once. It's bit me twice. We'll see if the Knicks can stay out of the clubs. I'm gonna lay. Is KD playing again tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, KD's playing.
All right, I'll lay this 3.5 against the Bulls with the Suns. And then I'm going to lay 6 with the Kings against the Clippers. Clippers played last night, and they haven't won since Russ has been there. And the Clippers are a load management team. Now, I don't know if they are doing that tonight, but on a back-to-back night, who knows if Kawhi's going to play. Who knows who's playing. So I'm going to go Knicks, Suns, and Kings for my NBA slate. Mitt, I'll let you go next.
Ha, ha,
here we go, Pat.
Clippers haven't won a game since signing Russ. Big surprise
Don't do that, Pat. You're still behind the Clippers, dude.
I don't like the Clippers at all. But
no, the Lakers
I mean, no, the Lakers are fucking dead. I mean, Anthony Davis isn't playing today, so, like, I might even
I don't Minnesota. Mind the Lakers tonight, to be honest.
Well, dude, Minnesota's just so
Sorry.
Don't piss on the crack in the Wild or the
Actually, T-Wolves. Yeah, I'm going to end up taking the Lakers because D'Angelo Russell is going to be probably balling out against all of his buddies. So we're going with the Lakers. I'm also taking Phoenix minus the 3 at Chicago. I think Chicago's pretty bad. And KD is playing. I'm hoping that he goes off. I'm also taking Utah going into Oklahoma City. OKC has been super, super fucking cold. And then I got to keep riding the hot hand. The Golden State Warriors at home against the Pelicans minus 4.5.
Okay, back to back for them,
fucking
but the Pels are
balling with the fucking buddies, dude.
Yeah, bro, D-Lo tonight, fucking ice in his veins again.
Bruce, who do you like?
What do you got, Bruce?
So I got a little like blue chip player prop three piece.
Okay,
trade it.
I was waiting for an outside of the box play from Bruce.
Yep, here it is. It's not really outside of the box, but Tatum 25+. Is that yeah.
What's that?
Brunson 20+, KD 20+. KD 20+ is minus 230. That's probably my favorite leg there. So he had 21 in his debut. What they're doing with him early is he'll like run with the starters for a bit, then sit, then come in for that second quarter period where normally it's a lot of the second team guys. Yep. And just, you know, he's unstoppable in that environment. Looks like he hasn't missed a day. And then the emerging markets, same game parlay, plus is the Knicks money line, RJ Barrett 15+, Randall 20+, Suns money line, KD 20+. I just put this in, and I realized that I wanted to put Brunson 20+.
Yeah.
But I actually put Julius. So that type of stuff happens when you start to get what feels like a little cold.
What? Well, we still got it. We don't go there yet. Don't go there. It's not cold yet. It's not cold yet. Before we get to Gumpy's NBA chilly. Picks, man, I thought this was true, but I had to make sure before I said it. D'Lo is out tonight.
Fuck!
He's not fucking balling against the buddy.
AD is a game time decision, though, so.
Dude, AD's not playing. AD will fucking sneeze again, and then he'll be out with the flu.
Lad, what do you like tonight?
Just give me Suns and Knicks money line. Let's keep it simple.
All right.
I can't believe I did Randall instead of Jalen Brunson just now.
Yeah, you still have to bet Jalen Brunson over on his points every game.
It's okay, Bruce.
No, it's not, because Randall will get the Miami flu. But okay. RJ Barrett and Brunson aren't going.
What if it's,
bro, your face right now is just what if so defeated.
What if it's chilly down in Miami and he doesn't go out?
It's not. It's super-duper hot in Miami, but it is a little cold in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Mitt. Excellent fade. Thank you, Tony. Gump. Don't forget about you. Thank you.
Don't forget about the lad.
Fucking pesky Sooners.
Killed the Reds. I fucking warned you, dude.
He did.
I told you those pesky Sens were gonna get you.
Bruce, between
headphones off. He's
between
done.
Between Rami and fucking Bronson and the pesky Sens.
It was all good just a day ago.
You can't ride the pesky Sens like that, then hop off, Bruce.
Well, that's I'm not hopping off anything.
You had to hop off, dude. You knew what happened. You can't start Halak against Tkachuk and the boys on Thursday night.
We knew better, too. Tkachuk was flexing at the bench in Detroit, telling he's going to fight everyone on the team. We knew better. What are we doing? Yeah, he did.
Everyone always knows better until we don't. Not a bad little slate
tonight. Kraken won, though.
Yeah, well.
We won.
Yeah, shocker there.
What do you mean?
No, I mean fucking, yeah, we know the Kraken won.
Are they going to win tonight, Tony, is the question.
On a back-to-back.
Oh. On a back-to-back going into Columbus.
That's a short trip.
You guys see who's top of the Western Conference again?
Fucking, it's not the Dallas Stars.
Good pickup by the Dallas Stars getting Max.
Max fucking Domi is at
top. About time they did something. Is it enough? No.
Wow.
Maybe it might be in the West.
It might be.
I don't know if it's enough to beat the Eastern team, but it might be enough in the West.
Eastern teams will be dead. No, I can't say it. Bruins are still fucking good.
Yeah, 7-1
Bruins put up a 7-piece last night.
Hey, Connor, everything Connor said was going to happen.
It did.
B's 2.5, Pasta to score, all cash.
Fucking Bob Orlovsky to score.
Bobby O.
Yeah.
Fucking did.
Dimitri Orlov. Bobby Orlov, a.k.a. Scorelov. Yeah, he's
fucking
a stud.
Chucky Overtime didn't even need to fucking show up.
We did have overtime in the Seattle Wings game, though. Seattle going again tonight in Columbus. This worries me, and I was on Seattle earlier, and I jumped off because, first of all, because Grubauer is going in off of back-to-back. Grubauer this season, 9-11 with a 305 goals against. That's not good.
No.
And they paid a lot of money. They paid top dollar for him to be the number one goaltender. He has not been that. Columbus stinks. They're supposed to be tanking. They're supposed to be trying to get Connor Bedard, who is
the deal?
Allegedly.
They beat the Sabres the other night.
Yes.
Taggart didn't fucking show up.
So normally I'd look at this and go, oh, Columbus should be in full tank mode for Bedard. He's the next of the Crosby McDavid generation of talent level, they say. But they just beat up Tiger and the Sabres the other night. Can't have it. They're 4-1-2 over the past 7, so they're playing, you know, a little bit over 500 hockey. I'm going to stay away from this one.
Okay. I think it's smart. I think sometimes staying away is smart. What if you were going up to the most beautiful city in Canada, Edmonton, and the Jets were playing the Oilers?
I thought you were going to say Winnipeg.
No.
The Jets, you know how I feel about the Jets, but they've lost 6 of their last 7.
You don't want this smoke with the Oilers right now, dude.
I don't. That's why I'm on the Oilers. Listen to this, Diggs.
Okay.
Listen to this, Bruce. Mitt, you listening?
Listen up, Bruce.
I got you.
Connor McDavid has 118 points on season. Right? 52 goals, 66 assists. That's 28 more than second. Guess who's in second? His teammate.
Yeah.
Leon Draisaitl.
Fucking Draisaitl.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 5 straight 2-goal games.
Dog.
This guy cannot miss right now.
Dog.
That's crazy.
Got to go with the Oilers.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised they're not $2 favorites in this game.
Yeah, so I love Oilers money line. That they crushed the trade deadline. They made the move they had to. I love the Oilers tonight.
I read this wrong for a second. I thought the Yotes were $3 favorites. They're not. They're $3 dogs. Hurricanes are coming in the Mold Arena's $4 favorites.
I got nothing. The Kaniacs are very good, and the Yotes are not, and the Yotes are doing what Columbus should be doing to try and get Connor Bedard.
Compi, got a question for you. If there was a certain team that you think would thrive in the city of Vegas, the city of sin, who do you think it would be?
The Devils!
Having said that, I will take the Devils, who have won 3 straight, go on the road to Vegas. Risky
that one
business.
Is hard.
Vegas, 2-3 in their last 5.
It's been 3 weeks since you've done it, so probably your voice.
Is Quickie going to start for Vegas? No.
Don't care. Love the Devils.
No, Stu Skin's in that.
That's the Coilers.
Fucking Oilers, you mutt.
But he is in. Their skin is in. Aiden Hill's going. Aiden Hill's on the mound for the Knights, and we got Schmidt in that for the Devils, but I still like the Devils here on the road. They beat them last time in overtime, 3-2. Okay. It was a good game.
Okay, so tonight we're looking at probably not the Kraken because the BJs are spoilers. The Coils. The Devils.
What? The Devil? Yeah.
The Devils and your same game parlay of the night.
They love putting the halves fucking in these.
Ducks
and Canadians. I don't get it.
Just pick the worst fucking game, dude.
And then last time I took the Sharks against Montreal and Montreal came out and spanked them. And then now I'm looking at this and Anaheim just gave away a couple guys.
I don't hate the halves tonight.
That's what I'm thinking too, as a dog here. Who we got in net real quick?
It's fucking Gibby in net or what?
Potentially Montembeau, who hasn't had a terrible season considering how bad the team has been, versus probably Gibby. Gumpy, let's skate with the Habs. I'm in.
Yeah, why not? Fuck, they're a live pop. They're a live pop.
All right. I fucking like it. I respect it.
Let's go. Are you taking it, Tony? You taking it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I mean, there's a lot to ask.
Bruce, are you taking it?
Nope. What the fuck? Nope.
I mean, but Gumpy and fucking Nick are.
Yeah, I love the Habs.
And they fucking host a hockey show, so.
I think Habs have had like a quietly successful season for what they thought they were going to be.
Maybe. I mean.
Right?
If you're not in the, I guess they are in the mix for Bedard, but.
At what point in the season did you say they had the greatest line in hockey?
It was much earlier, but they did for a while. They did. They did have a good thing going with Suzuki and the boys.
When the Habs are good, it's good for the NHL.
I agree. Best fucking hot dogs in the fucking league.
Also, the Leafs. When the Leafs are good, it's good for the NHL. As much as it pisses off Gumps.
What, Bruce? You didn't know the fucking Habs have the best hot dogs in the league?
Oh, the Bell Center dogs? You never had a Bell Center dog?
I have not had the pleasure.
Gumpy's going to watch the Cougars tomorrow night.
Bell Center does have
fucking
a good dog.
Hey, you got a boots on the ground bet for the Cougars tomorrow night?
I mean, if I do fucking make that journey over the water here, I will be taking Cougars money line. Leafs looked like shit both games, really. They got spanked by the Oilers. I guess they beat Calgary last night, but...
Did they do too much?
That West Coast road trip can get you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Once they come back, they'll be ready to roll.
All right.
Cactus Club Cole Harbour will take some bodies. It didn't affect the Rangers. It might affect the Leafs.
Heard they were there every night.
Yeah. Oh, for a fucking week, dude.
Yeah,
they won every fucking game, yeah, man. That's unbelievable.
That's a night out for those boys.
Nicholas Skates, have a good weekend.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck. So we did college basketball, we did NBA basketball, we did NHL, we did a little Arnie Palmer update. Now it's time for the footy weekend.
Here we go.
Fucking get stretched out, lad.
Get loose.
Napoli? Huh? Oh, yeah, are we taking Napoli?
Napoli's playing right now against Lazio.
They're playing right now against Lazio.
Are we live?
Fucking Borussia's playing. They're dominating. Good luck on that one. Good job, Paul.
Leipzig scored 2. Oh, Lazio's up on Napoli. Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
Dude, they were like plus 300.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Right. What do you like this weekend?
EPL Saturday. I like Leicester draw no bet at Southampton. They've been playing better of late. Spurs draw no bet at Wolves. Spurs has been rolling without a coach. Chelsea stinks. Been terrible. I still can't pass them up. Money line at home, minus 150 against Leeds. Give me Chelsea.
Whoa, the American squad of Leeds?
Whoa. They fired their American coach, so I don't know.
No, but what about the fucking midfielders? Don't worry about it.
They still have McKinney's there, actually.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. McKinney
tackling people.
And fucking, don't they have Tyler Adams, too, or am I thinking of someone else? Continue,
go. Nah, you're probably right. Bundesliga, give me Union Berlin, money line versus Cologne. Freiburg, draw no bet at Gladbach. Werder Bremen, double chance at Augsburg. La Liga, I like Villarreal, draw no bet at Almeria.
La Liga.
Atletico Madrid, money line at home versus Sevilla. Serie A, I like Atalanta, money line versus Udinese. I'll take AC Milan, draw no bet at Fiorentina. League One, give me Lens,
draw no bet at home
versus Lille. And then let's get into it, Tony. Saturday night MLS.
Yes! Boom! Yes. Give us Toronto.
Insigne, or I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's not how you say his name, is still out, so I can't do it.
All right, not Toronto then.
They aren't very deep. If they don't have their Italian boys in, they are fucked.
Well, that's the only that's the only reason why we bet them.
They're at Atlanta United, which is a tough barn.
Pass the ball to the Italians.
So who do you like?
I like the Revs, New England, money line at home versus Houston. I like Miami FC, double chance at home versus Philadelphia.
Okay.
I like the LA Galaxy, double chance at Dallas.
Oh, that's my favorite team.
Here we go.
I love the Sounders, money line at home versus Real Salt Lake.
Is it?
And then,
go ahead, continue, sorry.
Go on.
No, go
on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Are you going to fucking bet the Ice Caps game?
The White Caps?
The White Caps game.
Once again, if I am in Vancouver and go, I will be on the White Caps.
Okay, good.
Sunday, Roma versus Juventus. I don't have a bet for it. Roma looked bad during the week. Juventus looked better, but it's at Roma. I'm not touching it. Real Madrid bounces back after a tough loss to Barca. I like them money line at a good price at Real Betis. I like Bilbao drawing a bet at Rayo Vallecano. Bundesliga, I like Wolfsburg drawing a bet at home versus Frankfurt. Ligue 1, I like Marseille drawing a bet at Rennes. And then matchup of the day, my friend, Liverpool Man U. Man U is fucking
good. They are dialed.
Yeah, this is going to be a banger. Liverpool had a good performance midweek. Whatever way you want to bet this game, I mean, Man U, double chance is a good bet. I like Liverpool draw no bet, obviously homer bet, but should be a banger. It usually is.
Just popped up. We do have a what?
First, the other match of the day on Sunday, Hajduk Split is taking on Lokomotiva. Zagreb just beat Hajduk like 4-0. So look for Hajduk to get right -170 on the money line.
Please give him
9 a.m. on Sunday.
Give him their respect.
I'm O Hajduk, Sam O Hajduk.
Okay. Just popped up. If you've been a longtime listener of the show, watcher of the show, you know that UFC boosts are an unbelievable 127.
Auto fade?
Oh my fucking God.
127-0.
We're so
right, Gumpy, is that the number?
Never missed. Never lost.
So, this is a little different because it's not just like a normal boost. It's a Dr. Disrespect UFC boost. So I don't know how that plays in, but it is John Jones to win by submission or on points. So he can't knock him out.
Choke him out.
He could choke him out. He hasn't fought in 3 years. Different body, different weight class. I don't know what to do.
I have kind of a dumb thing here.
Sure.
So a submission, you have to tap. But if you armbar somebody, break their arm, TKO, right?
It's good.
Like if they never tap.
It's good. I don't think that's going to happen. But
yeah,
maybe.
No, it could.
Well, what happened when Conor McGregor broke his leg in half?
I'll just put it this way. TKO. And I don't know.
That's what he did.
And I don't know if I can even say this or not. Okay.
Oh God.
I believe Cyril Gane is French.
Yeah.
Okay. He ain't letting his arm break. He's going to tap.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, jeez.
He's also a top FIFA player in the world.
He is. He's a fucking dog, dude.
He's one of the best FIFA players in the world.
Yeah, but I also
John Jones is like eating cereal, watching him play FIFA.
I did take a shot at the French. Yes, Gumpy. I know.
Bro.
Listen, the French are... They are what they are.
You're really
wow.
You're really testing this undefeated run here.
Who, me?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I love John Jones just -160, but I'm also just a massive mark.
Yeah, none of us know anything about UFC. So anything that we would say about UFC right now, it wouldn't mean anything.
The most true thing that we say about the UFC is that the UFC boost has actually never lost.
Never lost.
Yeah. One other thing I know, they changed the gloves because of John Jones. So now they force your hand to kind of face downward, cup downward, because of his prolific eye gouging.
And his reach.
Holy shit. It's good stuff, Bruce.
Fucking great stuff.
Yeah, the dirtiest and most dangerous man in UFC history.
You're not wrong. All right.
Not wrong.
We'll be back on Monday. More betting. A lot more betting.
Thank God.
Okay, we're going to be in the middle of fucking tournament season.
Woo!
We're about to... When's first pitch? End of March?
I don't fucking know.
Big Maple only lasted an inning today.
Yeah. What was that top three you were touting? Sale, Paxton, and who was the other fucking
just
fossil?
Keep being loud, Bruce.
We don't need your
no pressure.
Oh, yeah.
All the pressure's on you, and we ain't won shit in years.
We don't need your
years. Loud.
We don't need we don't need your two Yankees and fucking Red Sox bullshit this early in the year.
It's been too long, Bruce. It's all right.
I was just asking who that top three that I just forgot already. I know Sale and Paxton.
Wow.
Who's what are you working with, Bruce?
Fucking, we got Gary
Cole. Don't say Gerry Cole because he's
dead. Oh, yeah. We got Gary Cole. Severino's probably
is what's
you know, injured somewhere. There you go. Hey, looks like we both got some dead arms, dude.
What's his name from
the A's? At least you're not a fucking Montas. White Sox.
Fucking Frankie Montas.
Yeah.
Montas.
Done
oh, you evening. Don't say anything about Montas. You love Montas.
He was good on the A's, but I don't love him as much as a favorite. I like him
isn't
as a dog.
Isn't he done for the year?
I don't know. Who knows? Well, I haven't done baseball yet.
Yeah, I think he has a bad
oh, career. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen this?
No.
Here, go to this one.
Hell yeah. Coffee for the wellness.
You know who that is, lad.
I don't care until I see the hat again.
The hat? All right, we're out. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.